Just a reminder, phase two of All-Star voting runs through noon on Wednesday.
Phase two. Engage.
Yeah, it is engaged. We're right now phase two operational.
Yes.
So go vote for Javi Baez, Riley Green, and Gleyber Torres. They are finalists at their respective positions. Green and Baez in the outfield and Torres at second base.
God, that would be so amazing if Javi gets voted in. And your starting center fielder in the game could be Javi Baez.
And it's an impossibility. Do you believe in miracles?
I mean,
this impossible dream comes true.
It's just so far-fetched.
So far-fetched.
A year ago, you tell anybody that, they're laughing.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, that Javi Baez, regardless of position, would be an all-star. It's laughable based on what happened last year and the previous 2 years. It's laughable. Then you're going to say, oh yeah, no, not as a shortstop, as an outfielder.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll likely start in center field if voted in, because I would imagine you put Judge in right and Riley in left.
Yep.
That is amazing. And this is one of those things that is why I love sports.
You never know what's going to happen.
Never.
But I was pretty sure that wasn't going to happen, and now it's happening.
Yep.
So we'll see. Phase two, engage. Detroit fans, go vote your guy in. 248-539-9797. It's Canada Day. We're talking about the best places to visit in Canada. Happy Canada Day for those over there in Windsor. In the meantime, Scott, we finished last hour by talking about TJ Watt, excuse me, the possibility skip minicamp. He's not happy with his contract. And Adam Schefter said teams are coming at Pittsburgh because outside team interest is likely increasing because of Monday's trade when they traded Minka Fitzpatrick, amongst others, Jalen Ramsey coming back. And all right, cool. Pittsburgh insiders, however, are saying Monday's deal has no bearing on Watt. But, I mean, look, you call, okay? I think you absolutely have to call. I think he would be $21 million against the Lions cap. They could fit him under the cap. Probably cost a first-round pick or whatever. But that's not even the point. You can survive without the first-round pick if you add him for a year. But this goes back to one of those things of how many moving parts are there. There's a lot of moving parts because it would include, you would have to get him to agree to want to play here. If he doesn't want to play in Pittsburgh on this contract, does he want to play anywhere else on his contract, right?
Well, I mean, obviously it's different playing in Detroit, which is a team that is expected to make noise in the playoffs, mm-hmm. compared to the Steelers, where you're not even sure if they're going to make the playoffs. It's just kind of a little bit of a dumpster fire what's going on over there in comparison to what's happened in Detroit, which is also another crazy thing to say.
Right.
Steelers are a dumpster fire. The Lions are the model of the NFL. It's crazy.
It really is.
Yeah, there's different stages to that. So, yeah, you have to gauge interest. Would the Lions have the need? Yes. Move on to segment two. Would would he want to jump ship and come to a contending team? Let's assume that that's a yes.
Mm-hmm.
But three, is it only contingent on getting an extension? And can the Lions afford to give him an extension? Would he come to Detroit without an extension? Would he just be a straight-up rental player until his contract is up? And that's probably a no for him. He wants the extension because he can see. But then again, maybe he would play it out in Detroit, and then you hit the free agent market at the end of the season, and you can set the market because you're TJ Watt and you're outstanding. At the same time, though, the Lions still haven't signed Aiden Hutchinson to his extension. Micah Parsons still hasn't signed his extension with Dallas. And Micah Parsons is the one who's going to set it up, right? We have the baseline right now, $40 million. That's what Myles Garrett signed for. Trey Hendrickson hasn't signed his deal yet either. That's another one. Is this a case where there's a free agent market next year because it could potentially be flooded? Or is it not going to be flooded at all? Are these guys all just going to sign?
I think these guys are all going to re-sign with their teams. I think it's what's going to happen. This seems to be the song and dance we do every year. The one thing about it is, if you bring in TJ Watt, I feel like it can only be on a one-year contract. He's 30 years old. His clock is ticking on the second half of his career. Aiden Hutchinson is just getting started. you really can't afford to pay them both, most likely long term. And you don't want to bring him in, sign him, and give the impression you're giving him giving TJ Watt Aiden Hutchinson's money. Right now, they have the healthiest locker room situation they've ever had. If you can get him to agree to come in and not sign long term, that would be doable. That would certainly be doable. You can get Hutch's deal locked up. Watt can run it this year. But now, do I think this is going to happen? No, I don't think it's going to happen, because I think this is just what happens
right. When
you are a free agent, a coveted free agent, and near the end, and you don't want to go into last year without a deal. Guess what?
It's the same conversation we had a few months ago when we talked about Trey Hendrickson. Can you fit him in? Sure you can. Can you fit him in long term? Sure you can. But it comes with some pain. If you sign both Hutchinson and, let's say, TJ Watt, you trade for TJ Watt, you sign him to an extension. You give Hutch, let's say, $40 million, Watt $35 million. Would that suffice both players? I'm not sure, but let's say for the sake of argument, it does. Great. Now you've got them both there. Then Aiden shouldn't be upset with anything because he's making more money. However, it comes with a cost.
You can barely afford anything else.
Well, it's not that you can barely. It's that you are going to have to say goodbye to other players, which is the difficult part. You're going to have to say, well, it was nice to have Jameson Williams while it lasted, but we can't bring him back. Hey, Jahmyr Gibbs is really good for us, and he's outstanding, but we just can't afford to have him. You may have to make another decision on somebody else and say, hey, wow, really like having a good tight end, but I'm sorry, we just can't do it, man. We're going to have to draft another one and, you know, try to work that out. It comes with a lot of pain. Short term, it makes you the number one team to win the Super Bowl if you were to do this.
Yeah, well, you talk about feasibility. I just don't know how feasible it is.
And does Pittsburgh even want it? I mean, Pittsburgh said that they want to re-sign him.
Right. 248-539-9797. All right, let's get back to your open line calls. A free agency underway in the NHL, and we will be all over it. Any breaking news, we'll pass it along to you right here on 97.1 The Ticket. Let's go to Mike in Livonia on 97.1. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's up, dog?
What's up,
buddy? What's up, Gator?
Hey, man.
Hey, listen, going into the off season, obviously watching Philadelphia Eagles wreck havoc with their D-line. I wanted a D-line so bad looking like that. So I wanted somebody opposite of Aiden, who's a stud. I was into the Max Crosby thing. And then I wanted Trey Hendrickson. And the more I thought about it, the more I listened to actually Pat put on the afternoon. And he talks about it all the time. So if you look at Jeff Goff's cap hit this year, it's $69.9 million, which is 28% of the cap. Aiden is about to be renewed probably by the end of this year, going into next year. So his cap hit is going to be huge. And for you to tie up that much money into the same position, which is two players, and not have enough money to basically supplement the players around them, it's just difficult. The way to approach this, if you're going to do it, is to draft somebody in the first round and have them for 4 years under that rookie contract, where if they're a stud opposite of Aiden, then great. Aiden is getting paid, and then eventually we make that call 4 years from now. But for us to constantly dream about trading for these players, I mean, Brad Holmes came out and said he's not doing it, and I could see why. I mean, for him to tie, let's just say if Aiden is worth $50 million a year at this point, or 40-something, and then let's say TJ wants another $38 million, $40 million. That's $80 million. That's a quarterback salary hit-wise going into the season. And it's just not feasible to run
I mean, you're basically correct. And the thing is, you can add, like, the Lions pass rush wasn't a problem for 4 weeks. Looked like it was going to be pretty good.
No, it did.
And then the injuries hit.
But what I'll push back on is the whole, you can't, you know, when people say you can't have two guys at the same position making that kind of money. Well, you can when they're on the field at the same time. Because what difference does it make how the money's allocated? If I have, you know, let's say he was playing middle linebacker instead, and he was going to get paid big time money. And then I've got a defensive end that's not. I mean, it doesn't matter. Money is just money.
But there is a cap, and you.
I get that there's a cap. I understand that, and I've gone through why there's pain down the road.
Yeah,
but it doesn't matter if it's the same position.
No, but it doesn't. I think his point was the same as yours. You're going to lose too many other players.
You could.
248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up.
You got a real good chance of winning.
You do. They got a real good chance of winning right now.
They do.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Carson, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. There is one news item to pass along that might have an impact here on Detroit. Elliot Friedman, Hockey Night in Canada. Elliot Friedman tweets out, "Don't think we're going to hear anything on Nick Ehlers today. This one's going to play out a bit." So, good guy, good player with size, goal scorer, Winnipeg Jet. Looks like it's going to be a minute.
Bob McKenzie tweeted out, "Nick Ehlers' Swiss-based agent, Andre Ruffner, is obviously fielding a lot of calls, but says there's no guarantee his client will make a decision today, and it's quite likely to carry over to tomorrow, subject to change, perhaps, but that's where things are at right now."
Okay.
So just further confirmation that this one might take a day or two Nick Ehlers.
Yeah, if you look at between Ehlers and Vladislav Gavrikov, the defenseman from the Kings.
Big defenseman.
Vancouver's got Brock.
Bozer?
Bozer, yeah. Bickle. I kept wanting to say Bickle. That was the guy from the Blackhawks back in the day. Anyway, point is.
Brian Bickle. Yeah.
Correct. I don't know. I'm getting confused. Those are kind of at the top of the list of free agents. So we'll wait on Ehlers. Could he be a Red Wing? I don't know. I mean, I think part of the problem is there's a lot of teams with a lot of cap space now, and there's fewer free agents. And it's my concern at this point that they're just it's supply and demand. There's a little supply and a lot of demand, and the prices are going to get out of control. And people ask, why do you care? Why do you care about the prices? You care about the prices because there's a cap and you only have so much money you can spend and you don't want them to overspend on a player. It's like, why do you care about what Javi Baez was making the last few years when he wasn't producing? It's, you don't want to waste the money, right?
No, you don't want to waste that.
248-539-9797. It's Canada Day. Looking for the best place in Canada to visit. Doing that as well. Hey, we got another edition of Are You Going to Eat That coming up today at 12:35.
Oh, nice.
Josh in Birmingham. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Josh.
How's it going, fellas?
What's up?
Not much. I was just calling Canada stuff. So it seems really obvious, but I actually just did my bachelor party 2 weekends ago in Toronto. The pretty big group of guys. It was an absolute blast. I was blown away. I'd never been there before. Did a Blue Jays game, had the roof open, Hockey Hall of Fame, more bars and restaurants, and we even knew what to do with. So it blew me away. I was pleasantly surprised by Toronto. So.
Josh, it's a great city. It is a great city. And every time I've been there.
All my friends loved it too.
Yeah, every time I've been there, we've had a really, really good time. It's so big. It's like intimidatingly large.
It was. We stayed right on King Street, so we kind of stayed right in the thick of it, so we were able to kind of navigate it a little bit easier. But, yeah, I mean, it was clean. The food was great. Everyone was super nice, and all the attractions lived up to what we wanted them to be. So,
you know, I was in Toronto. We were part of a family trip, wife, kids, got a hotel room, met my cousin Mikey, and at a Blue Jay game, went to the Blue Jay game. We're done, headed back to the hotel. I called Mikey up. I say, "Hey, you want to meet at this bar?" He's like, "I can't. Wife and kids stuff." He goes, "Chet might go out. He's got a buddy."
If you got a buddy named Chet.
Well, the truth is,
that's a buddy you want to hang out with.
The truth is, his real name is Chad, but I got him confused early and called him Chet.
Nice.
And from here on out, he's been known as Chet. And I ended up at some neighborhood bar in some, no idea where I was in Toronto with Chet. So, 2-3 in the morning.
I bet you had a great time with Chet.
Had a great time with Chet. Just talking sports, hanging out.
I find it hard to believe that you couldn't have a good time with a guy named Chet. If anybody knows somebody named Chet, it's probably a good time.
I pushed hard for one of our kids to be named Chet, and I got nowhere.
No?
No, none of my names went anywhere.
Would it have been like a formal name, Chester?
So that's what it is, right? Is Chet just short for Chester? I mean, I would have said, yeah, we'll name him Chester and...
Or just call him, or just name him Chet.
I'd be good with Chet, but didn't fly.
The wife was not having it, huh?
No, not at all.
Or was this
child number two than ended up being I think it came closer than Booker, which was another name I wanted. But we would have been, our boys, it would have been Booker, Gianna, and Chet. if I was naming him.
Can I call your youngest Chet? Would he answer? Does he know this story?
No.
How do you think he'd feel about that?
Want me to ask him?
Yeah.
I'll send him a text and see.
Listen, man, he just graduated high school.
Would you prefer your name is Chet? The name Chet. Let's see what he says.
I think it's intriguing.
So I was pushing Booker, and my wife, who was teaching first grade at the time, said to the kids, if I introduced a new student named Booker, what would you say? And they all said, Booger. And that was the dream died right then. So
shoot it down.
248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We got a Henry next up. Hello, Henry.
Hey, boys. Love listening to you guys.
Thank you for calling.
So I wanted to talk about the NHL free agency and what Yzerman tends to lack to do for us Detroit fans. He always fails to get a solid forward and a solid D-man. And recently, it just feels like he's just getting goaltenders.
Well, I mean, I'd say in free agency, I'm not going to disagree with that. I mean, they've gotten decent forwards, but the big impact move was a trade, was to trade for DeBrincat. Free agent wise, I suppose you could say that Patrick Kane has been a solid forward to get, but I understand your point, yeah. But I also think that free agency, there's not a lot there right now in free agency because the big free agents all re-signed with their teams. So I don't care if he gets the forward by trade or by free agency, just get the forward. And it seems like the easier path or the better path is through a trade. Would you agree with that?
Right. I agree 100%. There's a forward on Dallas, Jason Robertson, that the Wings could heavily use.
Well, between him, they could be ripe for the picking, and the other team could be the Rangers. The Rangers with Keandre Miller or Cooley could be had from there because they probably won't be able to afford them. So those would be the two teams that are most likely to be trade candidates for good young players.
Look, if you could get Robertson, do it.
Yeah.
Without question. I don't think there's anybody in town that would say, oh, that's a terrible trade to acquire that player. I mean, who knows what you'd have to give up to get him. But yeah, it seems like if Dallas is entertaining that, it's because they're trying to cut salary because they've got signed to other players. So if they're doing that, they don't want to take on salary in return. So then you have to deal with a team that has draft capital and prospects. Hello, my name is Steve Yzerman. We have draft capital and prospects. And you have a player that we would love to have that the Red Wings could turn right around and give him an extension that he's deserving of, you know, getting north of $9 million a year.
From an unnamed texter, no team can afford two rush ends that are tops at their position on top five contracts. None. That's from an unnamed texter. I mean, you can, but you just have to deplete your resources everywhere else to afford it.
Well, you can, yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know if it fits necessarily for the Lions, but here's where it fits. It fits a team that has a young quarterback that's really good at still on the first contract. And it doesn't matter because then your number one resource is your quarterback, but he's really good. So you haven't had to pay him yet. Meanwhile, I've got a really good rush end, and now I can go out and get another rush end, and you pay them both big-time money. There are ways to do it. I'm not sure it works for the Lions. And yes, the Lions could do it, but down the road, you're going to have to make some incredibly tough decisions of players that you will not be able to re-sign.
248-539-9797. Why are we afraid of giving away Hutch's money? Doesn't he want the team to get better? Are we really worried about hurting his feelings? Has the team has all the leverage in that relationship and they should use it accordingly. It's about winning, not feelings. There's some truth to that, but I would also say I would rather have the 24-year-old Aiden Hutchinson than the 30-year-old TJ Watt over the next 4 or 5 years.
I would agree with that.
So I would rather give the money to Hutch and have him into the prime of his career than an aging TJ Watt. And the feelings aren't like a huge part of it, but then Aiden Hutchinson becomes that player going into the last year of his contract who's not happy on his deal, and you might not be able to afford him. And now you're dealing with the problem that we've seen Cincinnati deal with and Pittsburgh deal with. Or you could just sign Hutch, add Za'Darius Smith, and move forward.
Yeah, it's interesting because...
or if you can get, TJ Watt to agree, yeah, I'll go play on my contract there. then give up the high draft capital and go get him for this 1 year.
All four sports are being mentioned today, right?
Yeah.
And they're all being mentioned for similar reasons. It's all about making the teams better. You know, with baseball, it's adding by the trade deadline. We'll see what the Tigers decide what they're going to do. Top of mind right now, we've got NHL free agency that just began 25 minutes ago. NBA free agency began, less than 24 hours ago. And then we're bringing up the Lions because now you got this TJ Watt story. The biggest one, we haven't even mentioned this yet. There's a player out there in the NBA that just became a free agent that might be had at a cheaper price and to be delayed gratification, but would it make sense?
We'll get to that today at 12:31. Another edition of Are You Going to Eat That at 12:35. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Another edition. Are you going to eat that coming up? You want to talk about a free agent? News today out of the NBA.
Yes, the news is that Damian Lillard has had his contract. What basically he's been waived, and they've stretch extended it or whatever the hell. What's the terminology?
They stretched the contract, which means he has 2 years left on $112 million, and they'll pay it over a 5 year. You can stretch a contract as long as it doesn't cost more than 15% of the cap. And indeed, I was today years old when I learned that. But they're stretching the contract, and they'll pay his $112 million over 5 years instead of two, and it's allowing them to sign Miles Turner.
Just a little heads up, breaking news a bit. Brock Besser is staying in Vancouver 7 years, $725 million.
So that's another NHL free agent. The number two rated free agent left on the board, according to The Athletic, is a guy who's not signing a free agent contract with anybody else. He's going back home like everybody else has done. Interesting. So with Lillard, though, obviously he's hurt right now. Going to miss a good part of next season. However, that's a stud player. Is it at all possible? I mean, maybe not, because Pistons maybe not have the space, but then against the NBA, you can do what you want. Should the Pistons get involved and delay the gratification of landing this player until he's fully healthy, but knowing that you would have him? I mean, you talk about having a team then.
Tough question, given where he is in his career coming off an Achilles. I would have concerns about what kind of player he's going to be. Would I be interested? Yes. Would I put a ton of money into it? No. Would it take a ton of money to get him? Probably.
Not sure how much money it would take, knowing that he has a stretch extension or whatever, that with the 2 years,
he's still getting that money.
He's basically going to get $20 million a year for the next 5 years.
That it's gotten stretched.
Probably not, but if it makes it easier for another team to then give you a contract and you go, you know, a 4 or 5 year deal, a 5 year deal at $30 million a year, and you add the extra money he gets that Milwaukee has to pay, right?
Yeah, if he wants to play with this team on the cheap, I wouldn't say no.
Just curious what's going to happen with that situation. And apparently Giannis is not happy about that. That was a report that came out earlier as well. Although they signed Evan Turner to pair him with Giannis.
Yeah.
Not sure what they're doing in Milwaukee, but it's interesting.
They're probably trying to keep Giannis happy.
Probably.
And I would say that the choices were, how do you keep him happy or do you get rid of him? And it looks like they're going to try to keep him happy, which is what I would do too. I mean, they brought back Bobby Portis.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're letting Lillard go. Yeah.
The problem with that too is Chris Haynes tweeted out that Giannis is very upset that they moved on from Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. So one to keep an eye on a very, very busy day today.
As far as Brock Besser is concerned, I mean, what are you going to do? The teams are bringing back their own guys. Did the Red Wings call? Did they make a run? These are probably answers we're not going to know.
Well, you got 7 years at 7.25 annual.
I mean, it's interesting that it happened after free agency started. Why didn't it happen before free agency started? Did they just want to get everybody's last offer?
That was what was weird, too. I was talking to Kenny about that because they could have given him 8 years if he didn't hit free agency, but he hit free agency, so they could only give him 7. So he lost out on a year because they waited past noon.
Probably more annually, I would imagine. That's why he would do it. But all right, time for another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That? All right, starting today and available through July 7th, Starbucks is making something available, Gator, called the Fireworks Frappuccino. It is a blended red, white, and blue frozen beverage that starts with the Summer Berry Refresher as its base, which is a blend of raspberry, blueberry, and blackberry flavors. It's blended with coconut milk and poured over raspberry-flavored popping pearls. The Frappuccino is also swirled with a strawberry puree and finished off with sweet vanilla cold cream foam to round out the patriotic color scheme. It does look red, white, and blue. It is the Fireworks Frappuccino. As described, Gator, are you going to eat that?
No. Not even close. No, I don't.
But it's called Summer Vacation in a Cup.
Sure, I'm sure it is. Frappuccino, that's not my thing. I don't do anything coffee-wise. The closest I get to having to go to a Starbucks is if we're on remote. When we're in at spring training, for instance, and we stop at a Starbucks on the way into the stadium, I'll get like a hot chocolate or I will get a cider. I will not get anything to do with coffee, frappuccino, cappuccino, mocha, whatever the hell, mocha latte. I don't, none of that crap. I don't do that. Not going to happen.
All right. I will not try this either. Next up, coming out from Oreo Cookie, Oreo Blueberry Pie.
Okay.
They feature a graham cookie with sweet and tangy blueberry flavored cream. Pre-sale is underway. Find the limited edition Blueberry Pie Oreo at stores nationwide that carry the brand Walmart, Target, Kroger, Aldi on July 7th. A Blueberry Pie Oreo.
Yes, 100%. I mean, the fact that it's a graham, the cookie part?
Yeah.
That's intriguing. I never heard that with Oreo. Nothing wrong with just a regular Oreo, right? But yeah, I would absolutely try this.
I think this is intriguing. Blueberry pie is a summer treat.
Come on.
I will try this.
Yeah, there you go, dog.
I will try
this. Yeah, you will. Yeah. Come on.
Next up, Pringles and Miller Lite.
What?
Have come up with a collaboration on the beer-braised steak potato crisp chips. Fire up your summer with a limited time only Pringles and Miller Lite collab. Savory beer-inspired crisp chips that taste just like a juicy, flavorful steak. Pop a can open, an explosion of beer-marinated steak flavor that will keep you coming back for just one more crisp. Gator, the Pringles Miller Lite beer-braised steak potato crisp chips. Are you going to eat that?
Yeah, I'll try it. It sounds really intriguing. Look, you get any kind of flavoring on a potato chip, most of the time I'm going to try it. So I'll give this one a shot.
Yeah, I think I think I'll probably pass on this.
Oh.
Sorry. Next from Panera. Panera's introduced the Strawberry Basil Lemonade Fresca. It's a refreshing lemonade made with agave nectar and strawberry puree fruit blend infused with fresh strawberries and basil. Gator, the Panera Bread Strawberry Basil Lemonade Fresca. Are you going to eat that?
Yeah, I'll try it because I absolutely love Fresca. It's probably my favorite soft drink. I like lemonade a lot. I'm intrigued by it, so I got to try it. I don't know if I'll like it, but I got to try it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think I probably would try this myself. Oh. I am not a Panera guy. I find a Panera, I'm like, I paid how much for how much food? Sure. Is sometimes my response. This sounds really good. So I think I might sample that.
Get a kitchen sink cookie with it and you're all set.
And finally, Pepsi has a new flavor out for the summer. It is wild cherry and cream flavor. It's basically like a cherry vanilla Gator, the Pepsi wild cherry and cream flavor.
No, because it's not zero sugar, and I think that the zero I like the zero sugar soft drinks, most of them. I'll try and give them a shot. I love Coke Zero Sugar. I don't love the Cherry Coke Zero Sugar. I'm not sure if Pepsi's going to be able to improve on that. And when you throw the cherry vanilla flavors together, normally I would say, well, it sounds great, but not for zero sugar. I don't think that it would taste good. And this one doesn't sound like it's zero sugar. So no.
Yeah, I probably will pass on this. And I like you. I find most pops to be way too sugary, but there it is. Another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That?
Did you bring the Oreos?
I did not bring the Oreos. No. Yeah. Blueberry pie Oreos. Wow. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Also, some interesting news regarding our Tigers. We will get to a bit of a Kerry Carpenter place on the 10-day IL today. If you missed that, Trey Sweeney being called back up. But something else is the numbers are in from this weekend that we will discuss next here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
So cross off Corey Perry. If you wanted the Red Wings to go after the forward, the veteran forward, he is going to sign a one-year deal with...
Isn't he the one that loses in the finals every year?
That's right. He's going to sign with the LA Kings.
So the Kings are out.
Well, I mean, he has actually won a Stanley Cup before in his career, so...
Yeah, the good news is, though, the Kings will get there next year.
He wasn't coming to Detroit anyway.
No, I don't think anybody's shedding tears, but that's the latest of the free agents to go.
All right, so interesting here. Buster Olney has tweeted out the following. Tarek Skubal and the Tigers created a huge rating Sunday night, 2 million, with a peak of 2.3 million. Sunday night baseball ratings are up 11% over last season. I would agree that Skubal was a draw, probably more than Chris Paddock, who was the starter for the Twins. So there's a few things that we can draw from this. One is ESPN on future Sunday Night Baseballs trying to figure out if they can align with another Skubal start and move a game to Sunday night, because those games aren't determined yet, I don't believe. So I'm just looking at future Sunday nights. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of Sundays that don't have a Sunday night baseball game scheduled. So if Skubal is aligned, let me just say that seems like a standard reason that they have not played their last Sunday night baseball game this year.
Well, no. The other thing is, the Tigers are a draw. It's not just Skubal. It's having the best team in baseball available to play on Sunday night.
I wondered about that.
I mean, it's not like Minnesota's the draw.
No, I wondered if it is Skubal. Only said Skubal. Only said Skubal. But and part of me is like, are the Tigers becoming a draw? Are the Tigers, because when you're a draw, suddenly your players are what... start to become big names. Now, that what does that really mean when it comes to winning and losing? Not much. But if people are paying attention to you and the whole country is being exposed to what a Wenzel Perez is doing or a Zach McKinstry is doing, you know, that's how you become a big name player. But I don't think we've seen the last of the Tigers on the big stage. And my favorite part about it was especially Skubal. I don't know, man. Was there not something different about his demeanor on Sunday night? Didn't he look to love every second of it? Wasn't he leaning into the opportunity to be on the national stage? Didn't it feel like it?
I don't know. I think people might read too much into that. I think that's a result of having more cameras on hand to get different reaction shots. I think Tarek Skubal is fired up every time he takes the mound. Was it different because ESPN was in town? Maybe, but I think it's probably more different because there were 40,000 people at the stadium and it was a Sunday night under the lights. And yes, those lights also belonged on ESPN, but I don't know.
I'm going to go ahead and say it was because he was fired up. You can disagree. I loved it.
I think he's always fired.
I think he looked super intense, and I'm excited about this. But then the other thing is, So we got a player who's a superstar who's going to be a free agent in a year and a half, and the TV ratings are through the roof, and ownerships around the league see this. I mean, it's just going to – everything that's happening with Tarek Skubal is terrifying if you think about his long-term future.
Another free agent off the list, if you wanted a defenseman, Vladislav Gavrikov, he has signed with the Rangers, which is interesting. Does this open the door for the trade? The Rangers have Keandre Miller and others.
Yep.
So if they're signing Gavrikov, what does that mean for DeAndre Miller?
Keandre Miller. He is big, mobile defenseman. He can score a little bit. He is 25 years old. He would be a great addition.
He'd be a top four defenseman.
The other one that they have is a restricted free agent, Will Cooley, who's a 20-goal guy who gets little power play time but still scored 20 goals. He hits. He's fought. I mean, these are some guys that they might not be able to afford. So if the Rangers need to shed some cap and need to move on from players, Detroit could be the team that has young prospects that are cheap that could be sent the other direction. So it's possible. That might be the place to look. We have more breaking news.
No.
Dennis Schroeder has agreed to a 3-year, $45 million deal with the Sacramento Kings. So his time in Detroit is done. Which is too bad to one sense, because I really liked him. I've always liked him. And he was good for the Pistons. But I said it when they got him. I continue to be wildly curious why he's played on so many teams.
Right. And the other thing is, it was rumored earlier that it could be a sign and trade. I don't think that's the case now. Is it just a straight up signing?
That's all that's said in this ESPN breaking story.
Also, a little bit of breaking news. The number one defenseman in free agency in the NHL is off the board. The Vladislav.
I mentioned that, Paul.
Okay.
Yep.
Man. Schroeder is gone. He's going to Sacramento. Do you think they'll be ruining here at all?
Did they lost Schroeder?
Yep.
No, I mean, not for a contract like that. I mean, that's a lot of money. I like what Schroeder did for this team. Mm-hmm. You know, coming off the bench, you know, I thought he was, you could feel the veteran presence. He was just very cool and calm, and yet also could be intense when it was necessary. I thought he played pretty good defense, but no. Interesting to see what the next move for the Pistons is.
This is crazy. This is Schroeder's career. Okay. He's 31 years old, 5 years in Atlanta, then 2 years in OKC. Then in 1 year, he plays for LA, Boston, and Houston, back to LA in 2022-23. Also plays for Toronto and Brooklyn that year, plays 24-25 in Brooklyn, gets moved to Golden State, and then to Detroit. He's 31. He's played Atlanta, Oklahoma City, LA, Boston, Houston, back to LA, Toronto, Brooklyn, Golden State, Detroit, and now Sacramento. That's a third of the league. That's wild. 248-539-9797. What's going on? Breaking news this afternoon here on Carson Anderson. Let's go to Mark. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
I just have two quick questions. One, what is possibly the reason why they're not signing him if he's a once in a generation? And two, if they're not going to sign him
long term,
Skubal, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
If they're going to let him go, why not sign as many possible hitters or another pitcher now to go for it all now? Just curious. Thanks for calling.
I'm curious. I don't know what he means by sign hitters. Do you mean trade him now?
I'm not sure what he meant there.
Okay. So he's a Scott Boras client. Scott Boras is a power agent in Major League Baseball who basically sets the market with so many of his clients. He's really good at his job. I'm suspicious he's always steering his clients to the biggest markets. The Tigers did make an offer. It was reported that the offer was uncompetitive, which means it came from the Boris camp. Boris camp said whatever the Tigers offered was uncompetitive. We don't know exactly what it was. It was never reported what it was. So, look, I mean, his agent wants him to get to free agency. Scott Harris made a comment a couple of weeks ago, and he said, you know, I mean, the reality of the situation is it takes two sides. And I think that's his way of saying we're willing to talk and strike a deal. But and Scoble's been very like pragmatic about his comments in saying that he thinks that, you know, it's just the business side of it. But
so, yeah, I mean, the Scoble thing is, I don't think that's going to get done anytime soon. I know the Tigers would love to get it done, but they have to have two willing partners there.
Yep.
Elliot Friedman has just tweeted this out. Hearing the Rangers working on sending Keandre Miller to Carolina.
Wow. Okay. So as free agents get crossed off, and now a trade candidate gets crossed off.
Potentially. Yeah.
If that's that's what's going to happen, our purview gets narrower and narrower. Can they afford Cooley? Is Detroit working on something with Dallas and Robertson? Jason Robertson, the young forward.
Well, boy, I'd sure love it if they could work something out for Robertson. That would be,
which is, I mean, fine.
If he's available, fine. That's priority number one, yeah, for me.
Keandre Miller going to Carolina isn't the end of the world as long as there's some other like move Detroit. So this isn't the dust settling yet, but a little bit more is settling. 248-539-9797. Boy, things are happening fast and furious. Dennis Schroeder to Sacramento. You've got Keandre Miller now traded after the defenseman goes to the Rangers. Gavrikov and now Keandre Miller, a report working on deals being worked on that might send him to Carolina, which is not Detroit. 248-539-9797. Brock Besser is staying in Vancouver. Another free agent target. Potential free agent target for the Detroit Red Wings. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.